There are just 8 northern white rhinos in the world, and until last weekend, the only ones capable of reproducing were here in the Czech Republic. However, while they were able to reproduce, they were not willing. The rhinos have now been moved to the wild in Africa with hopes that they will mate and save their subspecies. Christian Falvey reports.
The 4 northern white rhinos were shipped to the Kenyan reserve Olpaeta from the Dvur Králové Zoo via DHL at a cost of 5 million crowns. That, though, is no big price to those who paid it, if it ends up saving the subspecies from extinction. Elodie Samper was one of the specialists who received the animals in Kenya and is monitoring their situation.
I saw them this morning. They had a long trip, but they looked really good. Sudan, who is the oldest male, came out this morning and went into the bigger pen that he had and was rubbing his horn against the trees and eating grass and, looking really curious and happy. And, Sudan was actually born in Africa, and he was taken to the Czech Republic when he was a year and a half. So he's really coming home, and it was a really emotional moment for all of us today when he came out.
Understandably, moving 4 rhinoceroses from continent to continent is a big task, in fact the biggest that the Dvur Králové Zoo has ever undertaken, and the ordeal it poses for the animals was one of the main criticisms of the venture. They had to be mildly sedated to abide being moved by cranes and hours in crates on trucks to Prague, by plane to Kenya, and by truck again to the wildlife reserve. Curiously, their horns also had to be trimmed for safety's sake. The horns will grow back in a year or so, during which time the rhinoceroses will be very carefully acclimatized.
The rhinos are being kept inside what we call bomas in Kenya, basically pens. They're being monitored every day, 24 hours a day. There are vets with them. There are security staff with them. We're carefully monitoring, any health issues. We are adjusting their food appropriately. So, they're still eating the same food that they were eating in the zoo. And then we'll slowly switch them to African grass and things that are around their environment.
The reason all this is happening, though, was neatly summed up in a sign on the side of each crate. Last chance to survive, they read. As the animals will not reproduce freely in captivity, the move is seen as their last hope.
Thanks for that report, Christian. A photograph taken from Prague's landmark